Going on that raises something else. I was going to say it links to something that Andy was saying about gasification. At least in the UK, we're starting to get quite interested again in hydrogen production, because if you're looking at net zero, you can't carry on burning natural gas in houses. And also, it's been talked about in theory, but it's been talked about for a good reason, that if you're starting to see a lot of disruption from intermittent renewables, obviously doing pre-combustion capture and storing the hydrogen for short periods is very valuable. And it's valuable both because it gets you better capital utilization of the capture equipment, because you're running it at the average load rather than peaking and shutting it down. It also may even make the CO2 transport and storage feasible, because you can keep up a more steady supply of CO2. So I'm a little bit concerned if we just tie ourselves into electrons, because I think protons probably are going to be fungible with electrons pretty soon. But you know, you could see that, and I know it's. I know we've. I can remember actually once back in the States in 2005, a staffer from Congress said to me, she says, "Oh, is CCS going to be the next hydrogen?" And I said, "Well, you use CCS to make hydrogen." She said, "No, I don't mean that. Is it going to be the next big thing that's fashionable for a while and then disappears?" Was how she put it. No comment. But I mean, actually, you cannot be talking about net zero emissions as we're talking about now after Paris and not have hydrogen, big time. So I'm actually not going to be here tomorrow. So I think I would put that pretty seriously. If we don't somehow leave ourselves open to develop that, we may be missing something quite important.